incoming message.
You ever notice how often people love to remind you of your potential?
You've got so much potential.
You're oozing potential.
Well, you can do anything if you just applied yourself.
You know, at first it sounds like a compliment, but after a while, you realize it's just a fancy way of saying,
you're not doing quite enough now, are you?
It's like getting a participation trophy for life. Congratulations, you could be amazing. Well, thanks for that glittery bucket of existential pressure. And let's talk about this myth that we should always be living at full potential. Who started that rumor? Probably someone with a 4 a.m. morning routine, a green juice obsession, and no furniture because they live in a minimalist productivity cube. Let's get real. We're not robots, we're humans. You know, with emotions and cycles and the occasional week where our biggest accomplishment is remembering to shower and to send that one email. Potential is not a straight highway. It's more like a broken escalator. Sometimes it's moving and sometimes it's just stairs. And guess what? That's okay. You don't owe the world constant excellence. You don't need to maximize every second of your existence. You're allowed to be without constantly proving. Sometimes the most revolutionary thing we can do is to say, you know what, I'll try again tomorrow. Or to admit, this version of me is doing the best I can, and that is enough. So yeah, you are full of potential. Beautiful, unpredictable, sometimes sleepy, often overwhelmed, wildly creative, stubbornly evolving potential. And whether you're firing on all cylinders or you're just barely keeping those lights on, you're not a myth, you're a miracle in progress.